let's shift gears here and talk about something that's very important to a lot of folks out there, and it's important to have someone on your side when you need it, and that someone is Joseph Bombaghetti. He's the attorney associate at Kelly Law Firm and at Law Tigers. Joseph, thanks for joining us here on this Saturday afternoon.
Thanks, John. Thanks for your listeners for giving us the opportunity to come on and talk.
Yeah, and we're talking a lot about motorcycle accidents and hiring an attorney after that, making sure that you're well representative. And, you know, this is a question I often ask lawyers when they come on. You know, why you? What separates you from the rest of the pack? Why should they reach you? And when I go to the website and your biography, Joseph, not only are you well-respected, you've won awards, but there you are in your photo on a motorcycle. And I think that's important, right? That someone has someone that knows what they're talking about, knows what the person who's going through something has dealt with. Do you feel that way too?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if you haven't had the experience, it's awfully difficult to relate to someone who has. So, you know, knowing how the bike operates, knowing what a rider experiences, you know, in a crash or leading up to a crash, if you haven't lived it, it's awfully hard to be able to relate to it.
Yeah, not only relate, but just the language around it, right? I think that you can cut through a lot of the, I don't want to say the red tape, but you can cut through a lot of it. Not, you know, you're already up, pardon the pun, you're already up to speed on these sorts of things.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, without a doubt.
All right, so lawtigers.com, which, by the way, is a great website. It's easy to use. I immediately was pinged asking if I had any questions by an associate right there on the website. I can pick a state, pick a region, and it really helps out. Tell us a little bit about lawtigers.com and what you guys do there.
Sure. Law Tigers was founded in 2001, and we are a network of nationwide local law firms. So it's, you know, unlike some of these other organizations where, you know, if you call in and you get, you know, a representative that's, you know, five states away, if you call in with Law Tigers, you're going to get a lawyer that is, you know, probably within an hour at most from where you're located.
And do you guys handle, I mean, it's mostly motorcycle accidents, or is it other things as well?
So our law firm handles more than just motorcycle cases, auto cases, slip and falls. But Law Tigers, we primarily focus on the motorcycle related. And when I say motorcycle, basically anything that's a motor you ride. So scooters, trikes, you know, the Can-Ams, Harleys, Metrics, you name it. If it's got a motor and you ride on it, you know, call us if you have an issue.
It seems like a very specific thing, but I imagine that having a team that is dedicated to that, first of all, it's a one-stop shop for people. They know where to go. They know to go to lawtigers.com if there's anything motorcycle related. But I imagine there's nuances like in any law, and having a team that is dedicated to that specifically, you're going to get a lot more out of that experience.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, although as the plaintiff, you hope people sympathize with what you're going through, you know, when you bring a claim, you're immediately looked at as being suspect. You know, mm-hmm. You're out for money, something like that. So it's very important to know what kind of biases as a motorcycle rider you're facing, you know, in addition just the normal person who's bringing a claim. You know, you referenced the McDonald's lawsuit. You know, that's the first thing that comes up in any time we go to trial and there's voir dire. Does anybody remember that case? What do you think about it?
You mentioned biases as a motorcycle rider. Do you think there are biases against motorcycle riders in general, just because if you aren't one, maybe you have a negative connotation on what that means, or you've had experiences on the roadways that influence what you think about it? What do you mean by biases for motorcycle riders?
Oh, absolutely. You know, say what you want about, you know, Sons of Anarchy or those other kinds of shows. But, you know, a lot of times people put, you know, the guy or the gal in the leathers on the Harley, you know, with some tattoos and long hair. They think they're, you know, right off the bad person. Mm. Or, you know, driving on the expressway, I'm sure every one of us, unfortunately, has seen, the motorcyclist that's popping a wheelie or doing something. Those are things that stick in people's minds, and it's awfully difficult, you know, to have people put those aside to realize, you know, this situation is not that.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because we have had conversations on this radio station, specifically in the last couple of weeks, of people saying, oh, I've seen a lot of motorcyclists at one time, and it scared me on the roadways, or X, Y, or Z happened, they were popping wheelies. And yes, of course, that's an important issue, and of course, we have to talk about it. But just because someone else is injured in a motorcycle accident, that rider, that is wrong to associate with them that what you saw on the roadways happened to you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's, you know, that's when you go to a trial, that's the things you have to sort through, is who has those biases, who's had that experience in life that's a negative impact on, you know, your ability to recover for your client.
For sure. Why should someone go to LawTigers.com immediately? Or I guess I should ask, should someone go immediately? Or should you try and haggle with insurance? Like, at what point of the process is it best to reach out to LawTigers.com and to you?
So I would invite anyone to go to LawTigers.com now, because we have great resources for riders to get to kind of arm themselves before you even hit the road.
For example, so before an accident, anything, like get educated right now.
Oh, absolutely. So we have lots of articles for laws around the country, because, like I said, we're a collection or a network of nationwide local law firms. So, you know, if you have questions about helmet laws or things like that in your particular state, it's a great resource. And hopefully we can talk about this in a little while, John, would be insurance considerations and recommendations. Just in general, a great resource to add to your collection of places to go to look for information. You know, the more you know, the better it is.
Yeah, let's go right to that, because when you talk about insurance, we talked to auto insurance a couple weeks ago, and boy, I think a lot of people just choose whatever's cheapest. They don't even know the labels or what it is or what kind of coverage they have. I imagine for motorcycle riders too, choosing that correct insurance is a really important step and can help them if anything happens.
Absolutely, and it's actually even more complex than with your car.
Really?
And the reason for that is lots of riders will have custom parts put on their motorcycles. And your normal coverage for your motorcycle won't cover more than, say, $1,000 or $2,000. So if you've got a Harley Davidson that you've put a ton of chrome on, you've got, you know, $10,000 worth of this and that and the extra, if you don't have the extra accessory or custom parts coverage and something happens, you don't have coverage for that extra. That doesn't increase the value of your vehicle.
Wow. When we talked about auto insurance, we talked about liability or like a certain dollar amount. Is there like a recommendation you have just off the bat for someone that's listening right now, or is it not as simple as a dollar amount for coverage?
Oh, no. So let's clarify some terms, John.
Yes,
so liability. Liability is the coverage that applies if you do something to someone else. Mm-hmm. Liability does not provide any benefits to you if something happens to you in a crash. Those types of coverage are medical payments coverage. So that's if you get hurt, you know, payment for your medical bills. You know, it's especially important if you don't have health insurance. And then the two most critical are underinsured and uninsured motorist coverage. So the underinsured applies if the other person doesn't have enough coverage, and uninsured applies if the other person does not have any coverage. And based upon some recent insurance company statistics, roughly 30% of drivers don't have insurance. So that is a huge coverage to have. And as far as amounts go, we recommend that you get as much coverage as you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, that's $250,000 or $300,000 plus a personal umbrella. And the umbrella coverage is pennies on the dollars compared to the amount of coverage that you get. So, and you can get those that information on our website. It's called a biker benefit card. It's a little wallet that you can put in your saddlebag or keep on your person that's got all of those recommendations printed on the back of it. So you can take it right to your insurance agent and say, hey, get me this or get me a quote on this.
Yeah. Joseph Bomaghetti from Kelly Law Firm. Again, local law firm, but part of the network of Law Tigers at LawTigers.com. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Joseph, we'll have more after this here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. I don't drive motorcycles. I'm kind of jealous, though, because there is no site like this for any automobile drivers. I'm talking about LawTigers.com or anything else. It is so simple. It is informative. Someone, as you go to the website, immediately asks you if you have need to chat with anyone. You scroll down, there's videos, and then you just click on a giant map. You click on Illinois if you want to find an attorney to help you out. Gives you a couple locations. You hit Chicago, and you're immediately connected with three different lawyers, including Joseph Bombaghetti, who's a local guy, partner attorney at Kelly Law. And Joseph, it's so sleek, it's so easy to use. And I imagine that that is such an advantage for you and for people that are riders, because if it, you know, unfortunately, if something happens, that's usually someone's worst day. It's nice to know with LawTechers.com. There's like, it's like simple to use, and it gets to you immediately, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And let's talk about that. If someone is in an accident, obviously, again, an unfortunate situation, what are the immediate steps someone needs to do themselves or family members?
Sure. First and foremost is you want to call the police. You need them to come out there and make a report to document what happened.
Even like for something minor, I know people sometimes are skeptical of that, but like you never know what could be hidden, right? Like,
well, I would say at the very least, you're going to want to get the insurance information from the other person. You know, if we're talking about a fender bender where there's not much there, especially on the expressway, you know, a lot of times the police you call in, they'll tell you just exchange information and move on.
Cool.
But if it's if you think there's something wrong, definitely reach out to the police so they can come out and make a report. You're going to want to take photographs of the scene and of the vehicles involved, you know, because that's a big thing. Is a lot of times people come to us and the evidence at the scene is gone. There's no way for us to recreate, you know, what happens a week or two or 3 months beforehand. I already talked about getting you insurance information. Next would be make sure that you get medical attention if you think you need it. You know, even if you're just a little sore, it's better safe than sorry. And obviously the last thing would be make sure you call Law Tigers.
Yeah. And so how does that work? I mean, I do like to know, I mean, what should someone be armed with? What questions should we be asking you if we're in that situation? I think sometimes we always wonder what they're going to ask us. What should a motorcycle rider ask you?
Sure. For one, you kind of want to know, does the lawyer that you're talking with, do they have experience with motorcycle cases? We talked about how important it is to have somebody who knows, you know, what they're dealing with. A couple other things would be property damage. A lot of personal injury lawyers don't handle property damage. We do that for free. That is something that we do as part of your injury case. So there's no fee whatsoever for us to make sure your bike gets fixed, totaled, whatever that case might be. Another question that you'd want to ask is how do I pay you and how much do you get paid?
Right.
So most injury attorneys work on what's called a contingent fee. Law Tigers, we do the same way. It's you don't get, you know, there's no fee unless you win. You don't pay us unless you win. One thing that sets us apart from the majority is our fee will never be more than what the person gets with a check at the end of their case. We will always reduce our fee to make sure we never get paid more than the injured person.
Yeah, and because that is sometimes not the case, right? Because
correct.
Once you have
Absolutely.
To pay a bunch of other people, you may not be getting anything, and then you're still owing a lawyer on top of it.
Absolutely, because there's things called liens, medical bills. We negotiate all of those to make sure that we maximize our client's money at the end of the day.
I gotta say, it's a great resource. I said it at the beginning. I'm like, I'm a little jealous I'm not a motorcycle rider. I wish I had assets like this, because
it's not too late to start, John.
Yeah, that you're absolutely right about that. It's a sleek website. It's easy to use. And also 1-800-LAW-TIGERS is a great place to start as well. They can help you out. Joseph, I really appreciate you stopping by, okay?
Thank you so much for the time, John. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, how hot is it on a day like today to ride around? I can't imagine. Is it comfortable out there, or does the wind make it feel great no matter what, no matter how hot it is out there?
While you're moving, it's tolerable. Once you stop, it's as hot as anything. Well, actually more, because you're sitting right on top of your engine.
That's okay. Well, maybe I'll choose a day that's in the 70s. Does that work for you, Joseph?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Joseph Bomaghetti. And you go to LawTakers.com for more information. Okay. After the break, I think you've all heard about the Nirvana cover, and I teased this a little bit with John Williams yesterday. Kessler, I know you and I were talking about that, about the gentleman who was an infant at the time, naked on the Nirvana cover. Well, 30 years later, he is suing not for any like infringement on copyright or anything like that. He is suing because he claims that Nirvana, it's essentially a child pornography case. You remember the infant is naked in the picture. Well, we have a lawyer to break down whether it is or it isn't. And there is something shocking you need to know if you own this album cover. And we'll get to that after the news here on WGN. And Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association.